Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of special teams, Bill Logan, let's wrap up with talking a little bit of teams, which is what everybody comes to every single football podcast for, is give me the special teams review. But they do really work on a ton of team stuff, whether it's punt coverage, kick coverage, and how you cover those two plays is now in some ways more similar than it's been in the past. Some of the technique work and things like that. They added in, they had a good field goal period today. Worth saying that the kicker who really struggled over the weekend, had a perfect day today, including a situational kick game winner in the 2 minutes, 2 minute late. But I also think that there's some guys starting to emerge from the return game. When we talk about making a 53, Mike Sander still potentially being the punt and or kick returner changes the math in a major, major way. And then also today you have the kind of, I don't know if it's confirmation. I don't really know what sparked this going around the league, but everyone's like, yep, nope, no onside kicks until the fourth quarter. It's got to be the team that's trailing. So that was a special teams is kind of trending in the league today. But I think it's better to just keep it, at home here in Ashburn or at home with the Commanders. What have you seen, if anything, from some of these special teams drills, guys that have stood out or the way they're organized in terms of preparing this team for the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, I really, again, it's, I'm going to sound like I'm gushing here, but I really like what they've done. I think they've emphasized special teams in a good way. I think Izzo's done a good job of selecting drills, emphasizing it. And one of the things, the other thing I like about it is it really helps you, helps me, helps people watching evaluate the roster, because you can see with the drills he's picked the guys that are good at teams. And I think that's been awesome to see. Like, to see that one-to-one corollary is really, really cool. So, I like the coverage drills they've used. I like the kind of block destruction technique drills they've used. It feels very practical while also kind of saving legs. And I think it's smart. It kind of goes in line with the things we've seen on offense, right? It's like, it's smart offensive play install. It's smart defensive play install, innovative stuff. And I like the structure of practice. I think the thing I'm kind of most excited to see when it comes to, the first preseason game and joint practice is what is the wrinkle that they choose to select on in terms of special teams. Like, nothing has jumped out to me yet, but that new kickoff rule, like, I'm curious to see what teams start doing with it. You have some flexibility there. And for me, like I was thinking about the other day, it's like, why not employ kind of some single wing principles where there's kind of like a zone read in the return to kind of set up some double teams and get ball action some different ways, because you can do that now, because you can plan for a return every single time. So I'm just curious to see what he does. They've been very covetous of that. I'm sure you've been out there. You can't record anything from that first special teams period because they're trying to kind of figure out what they want and who they want to be, which is great. I love that they're kind of trying to keep that competitive advantage as well. So that's something when it's time to do it in the game on whenever that is against the Jets. What does that actually look like? And I know it's going to be the most simplified version of what they want, but at least you give you an idea of what they're thinking. So overall, I think I've been pretty impressed with this teams. I think they've, again, the three coordinators have done a great job, and they've done a great job of kind of keeping Dan's vision. And I think special teams is just an extension of that. So
yeah, I definitely think that the thing to continue to watch in camp, just because as you start to do the numbers, things get real dicey, is the return game. And
even when you said Mike Sanders, I was like, yeah, dude, he's looked great. But I was like, are you going to put your starting nickel on multiple return spots? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he's been good at it, but like, it seems like he's such a big part of this defense and this defensive perspective. Like, it'd be kind of risky. It'd be kind of like putting Jahan back there.
Well, so this is kind of a question, though, is on the kickoff return side of it, especially punt return is punt return. It's dangerous. Like, dudes are flying 60 yards down the field and or 50 yards down the field full speed. And if you get crunched by one of those dudes, yikes. But on kickoff, like, it's kind of an offensive, like, it carries the same danger in a way as an offensive play. And so if that's the case, like, and it's worth an offensive play, and especially if you think you can generate explosives off of it, is it worth it? Like that really is the question, right? I don't say, is it worth it in like a self-answering kind of way. It's like, is it worth it? Obviously not. Like, I actually wonder, is it worth it? If you can set up like what's essentially a game plan run, a big explosive potential run, and Sainer still is your best guy, I think that's one way to look at it. I think the other thing too, though, is like, you've got roster spots that you're trying to figure out. And if you have a guy whose sole purpose is to return kicks, that's kind of a waste of a roster spot at this point.
Yeah.
And that becomes the problem for a guy like Kaz Allen. That becomes a question for a guy like Jamison Crowder. If you like, would you rather keep Bryson Tremaine, multifaceted receiver and special teamer on multiple units, or Jamison Crowder return punts? And that might be the question that they're asking. And I think I'd rather keep, as much as I love JC and think he's a good punt returner, the data suggests he's actually wasn't, outside of one or two big returns, he actually wasn't that much more effective than a guy like Dax Milne was last year. I know people are going to be stunned to hear that, but the numbers are the numbers. And so do you think it's just worth it to put Sainer still back there, or put Jahan back there, or put Emmanuel Forbes back there? They've got some other guys, and open up that roster spot for whether it's Tremaine, whether it's your 12th DB, who's also a multi special teams unit guy. Like, it becomes really hard to justify, with this much talent floating around and this many positions that are overloaded, a guy who's basically there to return punts.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think all the guys you just described, I'd be perfectly fine with any of them returning punts. You know, Mike Sanders still is your punt returner. Jahan, even Forbes, even if he ends up starting, I'd maybe give him a look. But I think the new kickoff rules are going to lead to a very different body type returning kickoffs. And I think that's the thing that I would kind of just keep an eye on. I don't think you're going to get your kind of jitterbuggy type guys on kickoff return. It's going to play like a downhill run. So at least in my mind, as of right now, like, the guys that I'm kind of watching are, you know, Wiley, that UDFA running back, Chris Rodriguez, maybe Austin Eckler type guy back there, a guy who's got a very linear running style, who understands how, kind of like B. Mitch, you know, B. Mitch was when he was playing. Like, we're not, you know, no fair dodging, we're running downhill, I'm attacking this thing and forcing you to make a tackle. Like, I think those guys are going to be really effective here. And obviously you want an explosive playmaker, but I just think the stuff that you can do with some of, like, in my mind, is going to play like an offensive line trap play or a power play where we got two lead blockers on a pull, like that kind of stuff, I think is going to be really interesting to kind of to keep an eye on. And I just, again, it's the body type. I think you need someone a little bit hardier there, but in terms of punt return, yeah, I think, you know, I'd love to see Sandra still return punts. I just think that would be fantastic, because even in the little drills, like we've talked about, like, he is quick and he's kind of fearless and he's got, you know, great vision. So that's more what I'm referring to. I don't know if you can get a guy anymore who can do both. And it was hard to do that before, but I think you're looking for two different styles maybe. And again, like, we'll see, maybe in the preseason, they're like, oh, here's Sandra still doing both and he looks great. So it's like, well, then I'll eat crow then. But as of right now, I think it's two different things.
Interesting. Definitely something to watch. Speaking of the first preseason game, a recap of that will be the next time you hear my voice on Take Command, because I am off to France to go on a nice little trip and watch some people run in circles really, really fast at the Olympics. But have no fear, Logan will be here with Denton Day, so you will not miss your usual regularly scheduled episodes of Take Command. So just, you know, stay subscribed, or if you're not subscribed yet, subscribe now. And Denton and Logan will be in your feeds next week, and then I'll be back as soon as I am back from France, and we will talk about the Commanders' first preseason tilt. For Logan, I'm Craig. Have a good time. Bon voyage to me, and au revoir.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Kell, back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week, and man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need. Season-long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.